Good morning. So I keep talking about how I want to do these on the way to school or on the way back from school, short little podcasts, and I haven't done not a single one, but here we go. It is 6:50 and I left work just a little, or I left not school or work. I left home about 10 minutes ago, so I'm already halfway there. So not much time to talk or anything, but don't know if you guys can tell if the window's down, and I'm not going to re-record this regardless, so whenever I listen back, I'll know then, but since I don't know now, if you hear my window down and the car zooming by me, I apologize, but that is what a natural hair dryer sounds like. Because I bathe in the morning, and I have no idea how people get through the day without bathing in the morning. I know a lot of people, who take their baths at night, and they can wake up and just kind of wash their face off and get going, and I'm not one of those people. I do not understand it. As I just yawned, I would still be asleep if I did not take a bath. It wakes me up, and I'm not really a coffee drinker, you know. I don't really normally drink caffeine in the morning. I like water. And so I don't have any other real boosters other than vitamins, you know. So my bath does the trick. So those of you that maybe it's your first time listening or you don't know, I'm a teacher. And I teach 8th grade science. And it is November 2nd, I believe, and we just started our 4th unit in my 8th grade class yesterday, which is over chemical reactions and our chemical formulas and chemical reactions. And as I was thinking today, well, last night and throughout the night, I wake up and I have these thoughts about school. Every time I wake up, it's the first thought that comes to my head, and I wish these kids had just a little bit. Maybe morning podcasts are going to be too yawny. I don't know. Y'all can tell me. But I wish the kids had a little bit more of that how can I become better mentality. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of kids that are wonderful, wonderful kids. But you just see a larger amount of kids who don't care come through the school system every single year. It just grows and grows and grows. And you have kids that have more challenging home lifestyles, you know, that you understand why they don't care. And it's such a sad thing, but, you know, I mean, that's reality. But as I was thinking, I was like, I should do like little podcasts and be like, okay, today in class, I need you to get two things. Just two things. I need you to understand chemical formulas. Tell us what substances are. And we can count atoms and elements. We count elements by counting capital letters in a formula. And we count atoms by using coefficients and subscripts. If there is no subscript, we imagine there is an imaginary one. If there is a subscript and there is a coefficient, we multiply them. And that's all. So you count elements by counting capital letters, write those elements down. Then count the atoms of each element by using coefficients and subscripts. And that's all we need to learn today, you know? Because last year it was a struggle. And it's a struggle every year, but it's not that hard of a concept. That has to be repetitive. And the sad thing is in a classroom of even just a small classroom of 10 kids, you only have about 6% of them paying attention to you at any given moment. That would be 6 of them. And I feel like I'm being kind with that percentage. You know, like, I zone out all the freaking time. And I know that. And we all zone out. And kids in the classroom zone out too. And so it doesn't matter if I say it in a class period of 45 minutes 10 times. There's still going to be one student, at least, that didn't hear it any of those 10 times. And so I was watching I asked one of my co-teachers to do the oh my God, go over the test and do like strategies with them. And when she got done, she was like, oh my God, that was awful. And that is not fun. Like, I did not want to do that again. I was like, oh my gosh, you did good. Because she realized like partly through, she's like, oh, I should probably be writing up there so they know what to write. And it's like, nope. They've been paying attention, you know? And she was asking them to repeat things over and over and over again. And she would have this kid do it, and then that kid do it, and then this kid do it, and that kid do it. And it's simple things like that. Like, I've never done that. Not in my classes, because I don't teach fifth grade or fourth grade or third grade. I don't do the repeat after me, you know? And I should. I should do both of those. And seeing her do that, I was like, you know what? That's easy to implement in my classroom. And it's like little things like that that make us better teachers. It's seeing other people do stuff. And while that co-teach, she felt like she did an awful job, she taught me something. She made me better. And that's what the kids don't understand. And I told that story to all of my classes yesterday, because it's like, hey, while you feel like you might not be good enough, or somebody else might be actually capable of doing a better job than you, it's not always true. And you might teach them more than you will ever know. And what is that? It's like smoking or something. Maybe it's just foggy. Don't know. But it's, we all have to kind of have that mindset, you know? And the funny thing about that is, at work, there's been a new door appear. Now, the door may be locked a million times and deadbolted and, you know, have chains on the other side with another lock on it. I have no idea. I don't know if that door is very openable anytime soon without some other hard work. But it is a door, and it's a new one, and it appeared into my sight. And I'm contemplating, do I try to go open the door? I don't know. And I don't know if that's the best leadership role. And, you know, I filled the coordinator position this year, and coordinator of department is the leader of the department. And, well, I'll be if I just try to up and leave and go through this new door here at Sweeney ISD, not high school or junior high. It would be secondary. So I would still be down at the junior high. I would still be helping them, but I don't know if that's what a real leader would do. Try to up the ranks so I can not be in the class and be there for more support, or do I stay in my current role and fulfill my current position and hold up my duties and then try to make that move, you know, and be that bigger, more widespread help to all of them? I don't know. I don't know that answer. So, yeah, that's going to be my day, counting capital letters and multiplying. So we can count atoms and trying to figure out what type of leader do I want to be today. Hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday. And that's the thoughts of Carrie Bowers, Karma Flow Trails. Catch you next time I decide to do this. Have a good day. Bye-bye.